Geek Radio Daily for Monday, August 3rd, 2009. All the geek and my wife's looking fine. I don't know. I wanted to throw something in there. We're going to go with that one today. How's everybody doing today? No, this is not the Billy Flynn. This is not even the Vicar. This is the Bruce.
Hello, didn't you read Lord of the Rings in high school?
No, I had sex in high school.
And yes, this is going to be a little bit of a toned-down show today. We have slight technical issues today. The Vicar and I were supposed to do the show over Skype today, and lo and behold, we left all the technical issues to the Vicar. I was supposed to just get up and do the show with him, and something didn't work.
Are you impaired in some way that I haven't noticed?
Hey, go figure. That happens. That's a Monday. That's what Mondays are for. I'm sure you're going to have the normal crew back together on Tuesday. I believe Billy Flynn was working for Vicar, and Vicar is doing something else. I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I'm not his social calendar director. I just don't care. But what we're going to talk today about, we're going to talk about box office results. We're going to have geeky news. We're going to have television pages. But let's start off with some famous birthdays. Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, think what you want about him, he's 32 years old today. James Hetfield, it's not from the Hetfield and McCoys, no, nothing like that. He is the lead singer of Metallica, like you didn't know already. He's 46 years old today. Jay North. Now, you may remember Jay North. He was the child actor who played Dennis the Menace in the 1950s television show. Yeah, he's actually still alive, and he's 58 years old today. John Landis is 59 years old today. You know who John Landis is. Blues Brothers, Animal House. Hey, who knows? One of those shows might actually be on television today. Maybe. Charlie Sheen is 69 years old today. Father of Emilio Estevez, you know, Charlie Sheen. He was actually on television himself. Apocalypse Now, you might have heard of it. And Tony Bennett, the I Left My Heart in San Francisco guy, he's still singing today. He's still popular. He is 83 years old today. All right, television pages. Might be something interesting on, might not. Depends on what you find is interesting. All right, CBS, you got repeats of How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2 and a Half Men, and The Big Bang Theory. Over on Fox, you got House, where a nursing worker feigns an illness. I think he can figure it out, I'm sure. He's a smart guy. On Spike, you have 2 episodes of the UFC's Ultimate 100 Greatest Fights. I talked about this a few weeks ago on the weekly show. If you didn't see it and you want to, now's your chance. Over there on the USA Network, WWE Monday Night Raw, with the guest host Jeremy Piven. I know he's got a new movie coming out, so this is how he's probably going to hawk it, something like that. Sci-Fi Channel, I know they still play science fiction over there because they're doing 3 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. FX Channel, you have The Marine. Yeah, that's the one with John Cena where his wife gets kidnapped. Not a great film, but hey, it's fun times. Now here's one that's interesting. MTV is actually playing movies. I think they ran out of reality shows. I don't know. But they're playing Hustle and Flow. Excellent film. Never got to see it myself, but I hear it's an excellent film. The Encore Network, Blues Brothers. Yeah. How can you go wrong with the Blues Brothers? The History Channel has Sex in the Ancient World. I did say I got the Vicar's notes, didn't I?
I'm glad that I get paid even though I don't have sex.
Yeah.
I do believe I said that, but I'll probably watch it too. BET has Soul Plane. But if you're not if you're watching something, you really want to watch something tonight, here's my suggestion. Comedy Central. Futurama is showing Bender's Big Score. Yeah, that one. Good times. You might actually hear something about them a little bit later today. Am I foreshadowing? Maybe.
No blasted letters today.
All right, the mailbag today. Yeah, I ain't got any letters. I don't care, though. It's all right. I'm sure you sent them. I just didn't get them. That's all right. If you want to send letters to me or to any of us, you can email them to Billy Flynn, The Vicar, The Bruce, Flinstress, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Ding! I did say this was a toned-down show today, right? I don't have any real sound effects. Ah, you got it. You go with it. All right, after the break, we got box office results and geeky news on this Monday, August 3rd episode of Geek Radio Daily.
In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
It started with the pulp magazines. And then things changed. It went away for a little while. But now the crime short story has re-emerged in this, the age of the internet, with a brand new crime-only podcast. That's right, Crime Wave is here. C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V. We left the last E off because everybody needs some crime in their lives. So come over to crimewave.com, where your host Seth Harwood will bring you a new story each week by some of the best crime authors in the contemporary writing universe. That's right, CRIMEWAV.com spells your new place for crime fiction.
Geek Radio Daily for this Monday, August 3rd, 2009. And it's just me. Yeah, I'm still the Bruce, and I'm still doing the show by myself, but that's okay. I'm here for you.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Yes, we've got movies today, and if you went to the movies today, you probably saw something. Yeah, you probably saw something. All right, number 10. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen made another $4.6 million. This movie has made $388 million in 6 weeks. Wow. Yeah, we'll see a sequel of this. Number 9 is The Proposal, made another $4.8 million. Number 8, you have The Hangover, $5 million. This movie has made $255 million with a budget of $35 million. Somebody got a raise. Somebody seriously got a raise for greenlighting this project. Okay, number 7, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, made $5.3 million over the weekend. Number 6, you have The Orphan, made $7.2 million over the weekend. It's in its second week of release, and it dropped from, you know, the fourth position last week. A new movie that opened up in number 5 was Aliens in the Attic, made $7.8 million. It's got a $45 million budget, and it's only in its first week of release. I don't know. I don't think that this is going to do all that well. Number 4 was The Ugly Truth, made $13 million. It's already made its budget back because it cost $38 million to make, and it's already made $54 million. So, hey, you might see a sequel. You might not. Probably not with this one, though. In the third slot, you have G-Force. This is the one with the guinea pigs. Yeah. Made $17 million over the weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I get the feeling we'll see a sequel to this one. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, in its second week of release, made $17.7 million. Yeah, everybody who's going to see this film has already seen it. But I'm sure some people went to see it twice. I don't know why. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good. All right. And the number one movie of the week, no surprise, is Funny People. This is the Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen, or Green, or whatever, one of the Seths, was in this movie. It made $23.4 million. It's got a budget of $75. It'll probably make that. Yeah, with everything else that's going on. Yeah, it'll probably make that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! All the news that's fit to print... No, that's not our tagline. All the geek without the weight... No, that's not... whatever the heck the tagline is. All right. Geek News for today. Last weekend at X-Men's panel at Comic-Con, Marvel announced the release of Necrotia, the thematic three-title event featuring X-Force, New Mutants, and the X-Men Legacy titles are slated for the fall. Building on the plots that have been planted in X-Forces, the villainous Selene and her minion Eli Bard was creating a force of undead mutants, all of whom were affected with the transmode virus or possibly even something worse. The story crossline will feature a number of characters who have a running history with the mysterious Selene and a character whose villainous origins are now coming into focus after being in the X-Men books for the last 25 years. According to Chris Host, the seeds for the storyline have been planted nearly a year ago. Selene and Eli Bard have been gathering forces. nasty techno undead forces, and readers can only guess where they're heading for one of the biggest burial grounds on Earth, Genosha. Bad things are going to ensue. According to IO9, a discovery of new repairs necessary for the large Hadron Collider have pushed back its restart date yet again. Are the cosmic powers telling us something about the program, or is it just a typical government program? The Independent newspaper reports that repairs of two helium leaks have pushed back the restart date to November, and there are signs that there are more repairs and more delays possible in the next few weeks. James Gillis, a spokesman for the European Organization for Nuclear Research, says all possible precautions are being taken before the eventual restart. The collider has been inoperative since last September due to a fault between two superconductor magnets, and their cost for repairs are already at $37 million. According to IGN, it has been mainly overlooked by the Emmys for the entire duration, but the final run of Battlestar Galactica was a big winner at the Television Critics Association Awards last Saturday night. Battlestar won an award for the Program of the Year, beating out our favorite Lost, Mad Men, Saturday Night Live, and The Shield. Other notable winners from that night was True Blood for the Outstanding New Program, Mad Men for Outstanding Achievement in Drama, and The Big Bang Theory for Outstanding Achievement in Comedy. According to Dark Horizons, Chicago and Nine director Rob Marshall is in talks to helm the next Pirates of the Caribbean film for Walt Disney Pictures, according to Variety. The original Pirates director, Gore Verbinski, he's not going to be on the show, so he can forgive me, has committed to the project, and the studio is adamant of getting the project rolling before next Easter. This movie's probably going to have another director. Jerry Bruckheimer will come back to produce, Johnny Depp is coming back as Jack Sparrow, and that's pretty much all they have locked up right now. So, yeah, new director... probably couldn't hurt. I mean, the first film was wonderful. Second two, might be a new direction. That might be pretty good. Okay, finally today, The Hollywood Reporter, and this is my favorite story of the day. Futurama will return with its original voice cast. The standoff with 20th Century Fox over the TV salaries of the five main actors for Futurama, they've reached an agreement according to the studios, and they will reprise the role for the shows, for the new episodes that are coming up. The Comedy Central show is going to come back in mid-2010. The deals for Katie Sagal, Maurice LaRanche, John DiMaggio, Billy West, Tress McNeil, they've all got their deals with 20th Century Fox. They did it on last Friday. Financial terms of the agreement were not released, but it's understood that both sides had to make compromises to bridge the initial salary gap. Pretty much Fox wanted to pay him nothing. They wanted a lot of money. Somewhere in the middle, they met. The actors were said to ask for several times what the studio was offering. Despite the gaps, the Futurama voice cast and 20th Century Fox got the basically blah blah blah. They got it. They're gonna get their money. They're gonna get probably gonna get a raise. That's great for them. It's a great show. Everybody should watch it. Hey, it's on tonight anyway, on Comedy Central. See what I did there? Brought it back to the beginning? Yeah, okay. All right, Geek Radio Daily for Monday, August 3rd. There is this big legal spiel that's supposed to come on right now. I don't have it in front of me. It's produced under non-derivatives, produced at the 3.0 something or not. You know what it is. You know, you've read this stuff. If you want to get in contact with us, let us know how bad I was today on today's show. Hey, we want to tell you how good my show was today. Sure, after no shows Thursday and Friday, I sound pretty good. If you want to contact us, you contact us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or The Flintress at geekradiodaily.com.